She survived the Montecito mudslides. Now she's helping survivors of the recent floods in Texas cope with recovery, giving them strength to move forward. Heather Jordan is with our KNX Helpful Honda Hero of the Week.
Kim Canton has dealt with unimaginable loss, losing her husband Dave, her teenage son Jack, and the family's pet dog in the devastating mudslides of 2018. Her teenage daughter was also buried alive. It was a miracle that Lauren was found surviving 6 hours of being trapped with just a tiny pocket of air. Kim herself swept up by the ferocious 30-foot wave of mud and boulders that slammed into their family home on that late January night, darkness taking over everything. Though severely injured, Kim survived the impossible. With her daughter by her side over the recent years, she has turned that darkness into a symbol of light. Kim herself, a symbol of resiliency. She's now helping families take the hard but necessary steps towards healing.
You know, the priest at my son's funeral, I think, or my husband said, don't do the woulda, coulda, shouldas. So there are things you think about. You think about, I went to bed with a family of four and woke up with just two of us left. And what I learned is, you know, we're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised tomorrow, but I don't dwell on it, but there are triggers, you know, when it rains in Santa Barbara. Rain is not just rain, it means death danger to me. And so it can get really scary.
What are some words of advice you can give?
Yeah, I would say invest in your healing, and that not just money, but time. Invest the time and effort into healing that you've gone through something so unimaginable, that's sudden, like in Texas, sudden traumatic death, right? Which is kind of like some people have suicides or car crashes. It's sudden traumatic that these people are enduring right now of their loved ones. And so there's grief and there's trauma. And so I would say be open and invest in as much healing care that you can get. I was filleted open and I said I didn't know what I didn't know. And I knew that I needed help for me and my daughter. And we did. I did widows group, healing groups. I did talk therapy. I've done Reiki therapy. I've done EMDR, which was for post-traumatic stress to help the nervous system. I've done somatic healing, brain mapping. I've been open. And I've leaned into the support of my community and my friends that have been truly transformative for me on my healing. So I would say, don't just think that you're going to be okay. This kind of sudden traumatic thing changes your nervous system. There's methods to help calm that nervous system down and help you process the grief. Because if you don't process the grief, right, it'll show up in other ways.
She's a voice of hope and strength to families in the South, comforting people with her book that details her journey through grief and rebuilding. Our KNX Hero of the Week, speaker and author Kim Canton, who says sharing her story helps give her some peace.
So I wrote a book called Where Yellow Flowers Bloom. It's really the story of what happened. Lauren tells her story about being buried alive, and then it's the search for the two missing kids. There were 23 people died that night, and two were missing, a two-year-old baby girl, Lydia, and my 17-year-old son, Jack. And so I searched for 3 years in, because it was 30 square miles of mud and debris. So it was needle in the haystack. But there were some really amazing things that happened throughout the search. And through the search, there was healing. And then I talk about, you know, what I learned through it all. And, you know, when I look at the book, it seems I go from desperate grief to peaceful acceptance. People tell me that this book has been really helpful for them if they've gone through a trauma or they've lost someone in their life, because it tells a tragic story, but they say it is a story of love and hope. It's a love story to my husband and son and to life. And it's won, I think, like 5 or 7 awards right now, which I was absolutely stunned about. And it's more on this inspirational memoir. And I think the gift that it's doing, which is helping me put meaning to this tragedy, if it helps other people, if it can help other people, and that my tragedy can do that, then that helps put meaning to the losses that I've endured.
We thank Kim for sharing her story. KNX Helpful Honda Heroes are made possible only by your SoCal Honda dealers. Follow them on social media at SoCal Honda Dealers to see how the Helpful Honda guys and gals in blue are surprising people with random acts of helpfulness. I'm Heather Jordan, KNX News 97.1 FM.